Speaking test. Test 1. Part 1.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ms. Brown. What is your full name, please?
I'm fine, thank you, Ms. Brown. My full name is Daehun Lee.
What shall I call you?
You can just call me Daehun, please.
Okay. Are you working or studying now?
I'm working and studying at the same time at the moment.
Okay. What is your position in your workplace?
I'm working as a computer programmer for an electronics company in Seoul.
So, what are you studying?
I'm taking a marketing course in the evenings after work.
Why are you studying marketing?
Actually, because I think there will be a lot of good employment opportunities and benefits for people with a marketing qualification.
Okay, perfect. And from now we will start part two. Are you ready?
Yes. Part two.
This topic card is for you. Please take it and have a look.
Thanks, Miss Brown.
I will give you just 1 minute to think about the topic. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Topic card. Describe a piece of electronic equipment that you have used. You should say what it is, how you use it, when you bought it, and explain why you think that it is practical.
Okay, now, thinking time is up. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please begin.
I would like to talk about a smartphone. I had an old mobile phone which only had a few functions. So I was interested in getting a smartphone 1 year ago. It has good functions and a fashionable design and colour. It is also easy to find AS shops.It is really great. So I like to use the phone services because it has a world guarantee without any AS charge or a high calling service charge. Through the phone, I can load various functional programs through online services. Whenever I need some special information, I can find it easily and quickly at any time, even when I'm overseas or on a day off.Every weekend, my friends and I climb mountains with the phone because we are able to find the way to our destination and stay in touch with each other. Sometimes, I use the phone to find a popular restaurant in the crowded city for my customers. These days, most people tend to use smartphones, especially businessmen. Recently, school teachers have started using the smartphone as an educational tool.To improve the intelligence of students in the UK. That's it.
Great.
Part 3.
What is the difference between an analog system and a digital system?
Well, an analog system uses a direct method to deal with the task, so it takes a long time to control. A digital system, on the other hand,uses an indirect method to solve the problem and is managed by a robotic system rather than by a human user. So it saves time and cost.
Okay. So what about the negative side effects of the digital system?
Well, most of all, I think that the number of employees working as manual labourers is decreasing steadily, because the employers are able to cut labour costs by replacing them with a digital system.
Okay. So what is the best solution to these problems?
Well, I think that it depends on the strategy of both the government and company owners. Actually, if the unemployment rate increases, the economy will be unbalanced. To protect the economy, governments should make severe regulations against companies that contribute to the unemployment and try to create more public sector jobs.
So, how about the companies?
Well, I think that if the companies accept the government's regulations, they should be offered reduced revenues and supported in joining with national business.
Okay, good. Time is up.